The Vital Statistics of Mental Health with psychologist David Abramson is brought to you by the Hi FM Helpline. Caring, compassionate, confidential. 0800 24 24 36.
It's 8:12. David, I haven't found our listeners very caring and compassionate today. I have to say, and maybe you can help me with this.
Why is this happening? Is it because this lockdown is just getting too much for everyone?
I don't know. Zanetti, what do you think? They've been a bit aggressive.
No, but actually not all of them, Howard.
Not all of them. It's true. Only the ones that, yeah, that have been.
I think you can just blame it on lockdown. You know, if you, whatever it is, just blame it on lockdown.
Yeah, it must be. Well, you know, and maybe that's the whole point, is that people don't want to hear about Meghan and Harry's book, Finding Freedom, because they have found freedom, and whilst we're still locked in our homes. Do you think that's what it is?
Howard, I have to say that I'm not a very big loyal watcher, you know, and like there's two things that are Kardashians and the royals. Little interest.
Really?
They're both royals in some circles, you know, yes. but I have no interest. And so I can imagine how some people are saying, Howard, just move on. We're not interested in these people.
Yeah, which only wants to make me stay. But this is more about me than them, right?
Absolutely.
Because we like what we like. We get used to what we get used to. And any change makes us nervous. And, that's exactly the issue that we want to talk about today. So, certainly my daughter started school today. I could tell that she was anxious because when I asked her last night, you know, how are you feeling about this, going back to school tomorrow after 5 months? Her answer was, that's future Abby's problem. Right now, I'm just not dealing with that. So clearly she was very, very nervous about it. And I get it. And made more nervous by the fact that she was starting to get messages from some of her friends, her best, one of her closest friends. Her parents had decided that they don't want her going back to school. And of course, these are the decisions that parents need to make and sometimes have to make. So there's no, I'm not commenting on that. But what that does is obviously undermines the other kids who say, well, hold on, if so-and-so's not going and that person's not going, is it safe for me to go? And of course, you try to explain that every family has their own circumstances and every family has their own issue and we have to be responsible and make decisions accordingly, but it's very, very nerve-wracking.
It is. And I think that's the point. I think, you know, every family needs to look at their circumstances and decide what's best for them and best for their children. And, you know, there are children who are thriving to a large degree. Some children, I'd say the minority of children, but there are children that are really thriving, you know, in this way of schooling with the online schooling and are really kind of, enjoying this whole process of, you know, and I use the word enjoying or maybe thriving. But I think the majority of children are really, really, really struggling. Again, talking to my colleagues and just my own experiences with clients. Absolutely. I think children, you talk about Abby. I had an interesting interaction with my daughter who went back today and I said, you know, similarly, Lex, how are you feeling about going back tomorrow? She said, leave me alone. I'm thriving. And for me, it was like,
Says a daughter of two psychologists that knows the language.
Yeah, they had no chances. Mm. They had no chance anyway, but I just thought I'd ask. And it's just so interesting because I think on some level, the children have, and even teenagers have got adapted, you know, to this new way of being. And that's the point, Howard. It's the anxiety, I think, is coming from all these changes. I mean, you know, I know I go on about how predictability and consistency is really what makes us generally feel less anxious and more secure. And some people get, very, very anxious when there are big changes that happen in their lives. And they do then stick to the same things, you know, the same coffee shops, the same holidays, the same areas, because it gives them predictability. And the same with children, you know, those children, just like the adults, if they have a predisposition to anxiety, will want predictability, will want consistency. And we just don't have this at the moment. So I think the children, certainly, and adults as well, who are more anxious, who do thrive in that predictability, are more anxious. But I think even children who are and people who aren't anxious are feeling more anxious than normal because of this unpredictability. We're going back to school. Then we stop school, then we go back to school. And, you know, and again, it's all these changes and the protocols that are in place. So I think for me, it would be absolutely understandable if your child is anxious about going back to school, because again, what are they going back to? You know, more changes. And, I think that's a good starting point, you know, to point out to your child what is staying the same. You know, just remember what is staying the same, because I think so much has changed that we need to just keep reminding them of the anchor points. You know, what is, you're still going back to the same school. You're going to have the same teachers. You know, the environment is still the same, even though we know that other things are going to change, like the procedures, you know, that have been put in place. So I think for me, it's important as a starting point to point out what is the same. And what they, and then what we can do to protect ourselves when we go back. So really focusing on the things that we, that are predictable and the things that we can control, because there's so many things that haven't been predictable and so many things that we can't control. But I think it's so much more productive to focus on, you know, on the former.
David, in your experience, does this anxiety come from the child themselves or does it come from the parents?
Well, it's such a good question, Howard, because understandably, parents are also very anxious about sending their children back to school. You know, this is, you know, you start to feel safe in your environment. You know, I think there's a bit of a kind of two groups, you know, if I generalize, you know, the ones that feel very safe in their environment and kind of the families, you know, together, and it's predictable again because, you know where your child has been, you know where you've been. But when you start to, you know, go to school, for example, I think for me, then you start to have variables, you know, who you're interacting with, where have they been. And I think for me, then it absolutely becomes a lot more anxiety provoking for parents as well, and especially parents who have pre-existing anxiety, and also for parents who have medical conditions that, you know, that they need to be careful of when interacting with, you know, in the world. So I think it's absolutely normal for parents also to feel anxious, but it's exactly like the child, I would say, is taking small steps. And I think, you know, we spoke about this last time about, you know, just regaining a sense of safety in the world. And, you know, the best way to go about that is small steps. And the schools are doing that. I think the majority of the grades are not going back every day of the week. And, you know, they're going back, you know, a day here, a day there, which I think really will help children to adapt back into this environment.
It would seem also that the parents that are anxious about their children going back to school are the parents that are themselves working from home. Because I think that once you've been outside in that environment and used to it, and you are actually going to work and social distancing and wearing masks, you'll find that actually you get into the rhythm of it. So after a while, you realize also that, wait a minute, I actually shouldn't be anxious about my children going back to school, because they'll also fall into, you know, that rhythm. So yeah, no, I do think it's more the parents that are working from home, because they also have not experienced the outside world.
Yeah, I think that is true. And in fact, what you're saying actually, Zanati, to a large extent is right. I know that my wife is certainly a lot more anxious about my daughter going back than I am. And maybe because I do, you know, come into studio and I'm much more, I can see that there's a world out there and it's not that scary. It still looks pretty okay.
Yeah. And I think that's the point, is that when you do guys start, you know, venturing out and you see that actually, there are people that are healthy, that are walking around, but also hopefully taking precautions, because we're funny as human beings, you know, then I think is one of the concerns. You know, on the other hand is, you know, you leave your home and you know, look around and everything looks fairly okay. People are going about their business. Yes, they're wearing masks, social distancing, hopefully. But, you know, some people who are really, and this is the other group, who are feeling so, you know, kind of a need to just get out, you know, might use that as a signal to say like, okay, well, you know, it seems like everything's fine. This, you know, we can go away now. We can, we can do things that we really shouldn't. So it's such a mind game. And that's why it's also anxiety provoking, because it takes so much energy at the moment to actually just live in many ways. We have to think about everything we do, make sure that we're wearing our masks, but then in social distance, wash our hands, but at the same time, making sure to push ourselves a bit to go into the world. So there's always this push and pull. So, and that's very tiring as well. So
yeah, it is tiring, and it is, you know, and I think that's the difficulty. Somebody's, unsigned says, what about the little ones? What about the stress of washing and wearing masks, obsessive cleaning, sanitizing? Won't this cause immense stress for children of like nursery school age?
Yes. Well, I think it's such a good point. And I think, schools generally, from what I understand, have realized that you cannot expect children of those, you know, of that age to wear masks on a consistent basis. It's just not viable. It's just not practical and fair, you know, and to bring them back to school and keep saying to them, you know, put on your masks, wash your hands.
It would make them mad.
Will make them absolutely mad. So I think my understanding is that the schools have been very thoughtful around that, because the irony is that that age needs, I think, you know, all children need to play, even, you know, teenagers need to interact, but especially that age, you know, those nursery school children, they learn through play, they learn through interaction. And they thrive through interaction, you know, face-to-face interaction. And I think the schools have been very mindful around that and needing to bring them back, but also balancing the difficulty with them wearing masks all the time, which is actually not practical and actually, I would say, impossible. So they, so they really are trying to mitigate that, you know, by keeping them a little bit of, you know, at a distance, having more structured interactions, you know, and what I mean is like sitting in a ring rather than just letting them out, you know, to go and play, for example. But it's not practical. And I think that's exactly the dilemma that the schools have faced, is this whole idea of balancing, you know, the actual physical health of children and the emotional and psychological health. So, and it always is a bit of a, you know, a difficult equation to equalize, but I think it was getting to a point where the schools were seeing that children were really struggling, you know, emotionally and psychologically, and were waiting until, you know, the curve was starting to move in the right direction. And with the protocols that are put in place, and that I've seen that are very strict protocols, I think you know, they've made the right decision, in my opinion.
It's just interesting. I just wonder if it's, and I feel the same things about shuls, and I know they're very, very different. Synagogues and shuls, they've released, you know, they're going to start opening, I think, in Gauteng from the 20th of August with the most stringent, controls that have been put in place. And I was thinking last night, I just wonder if it isn't worth rather wait 2 weeks and you can go back with a little bit less stringent controls. You know, I know and I understand that with kids and socially and psychologically, it's very, very different. But I also know, to be cynical, that the schools, and especially private schools, are also worrying about funding. And they're worrying about parents saying, well, hold on, I've got a kid in nursery, and they haven't been there the whole year. And yes, the school is amazing and it's wonderful, but why am I paying fees, especially if it's not compulsory? Yeah. I don't need to have my kid there. And there is a reality around that. I'm not saying that it's not a reality that needs to be taken into account, because we can't afford to have schools collapsing. So I'm not saying it's something that that we shouldn't be looking at. But if we perhaps are a little bit more cynical, maybe we need to say, well, hold on. Part of the reason that we're encouraging kids to come back is for that reason. And I don't know that it is. I'm not involved in those discussions at all.
Yeah.
But do you think that could be an influencing factor?
Well, I think for the younger children, you know, there has been, difficulty with educating children online. I mean, there's no question those younger children in nursery school, it's very difficult because, as I say, it's more about play. But I do think as we start moving into the primary school, into the high schools, that the online offerings that, you know, certainly that I've seen have been phenomenal, you know. And so I think for me, there's been, I think if that hadn't worked out, if the online kind of schooling hadn't been of the standard that it is, and certainly, as I say, from what I've seen, I don't think the schools are feeling as much pressure to open up physically. And I think that was a great relief for them to see that online schooling was possible to a greater or lesser degree. But there was a price as far as psychological and emotional that was the fallout. And I think for me, it's really proven what many, social scientists have said for years, that face-to-face interaction, face-to-face teaching, it's just not, you just can't replicate it online. Definitely it's just not, not. It's not the same.
Louise says, good morning team. I'm very anxious about sending kids back to school. And what happens when they come home? Must they quickly go shower? What do they do with their school bags, lunch boxes? It's so stressful. Well, we've said to my daughter, very simply, her new routine is she comes home from school and she goes and showers and changes then. And then I also think that it's a way of just washing off even the stress of being out there. It's not only about the pandemic. It's just a change in mindset that she's now she can switch to that stage of the day. Gimple says, "Howard, please mention that Jewish schools dare not give a price increase next year. They have saved a fortune in not paying electricity, amenities, etc. this year." That is from Gimple. Gimple, I'm with you on that one. I think that schools need to be extremely careful as to how they deal with this, because there's a tipping point. And I know a lot of parents, for example, in play school, where again, the schools have been wonderful. They've delivered packs. They've had some online stuff. But it's not the same for a kid of 2 years old. And a lot of parents have elected to continue paying those fees, but don't push them to the point where they go over the edge. And I do think that schools need to look very, very carefully at that. David, we are out of time. Final thoughts on that? Kids going back to school, some tips just to take away, to help.
Oh, absolutely. I think for me, as we, it's going to become predictable again, and hopefully, it's going to be a new predictable, but that's going to bring down anxiety. But I would always say, even with your teenagers, just check in with how they're feeling and not to ask leading questions like, are you feeling sad? Are you feeling scared? Just ask them how they're feeling. How are you doing with this? And, as you did last night, Howard. And I think that very importantly, if your child isn't a talker, isn't much of a child who expresses their feelings, is just to watch them from a physical point of view, because often that's a giveaway if they really are struggling. Mm-hmm. So there will be a change, as we've always said, in eating, sleeping. There'll be a lot more or a lot less of that going on. There'll be more for the younger kids, tantrums, irritability. The older kids would really kind of withdraw even
the
more.
The kids, not the parents.
So we're talking about the kids. But that's also such an important point is, finally just to say that parents, please, it's so important you look after yourselves, because as Anati pointed out, the parents need to feel safe. The parents need to feel contained to a degree. So I would say the number one thing is, if you as a parent are feeling very anxious and feeling overwhelmed, please, before you even send your child to see a therapist or get help for your child, please look after yourself first, because your child will pick that up, especially the youngsters. So number one, two, and three is make sure that parents are coping and are managing, because if they're not, then clearly their child is going to pick that up.
It's like being on an aeroplane and a sudden loss oxygen. Of pressure. You help yourself before helping others. It's like at mealtimes, feed yourself, then feed your children, because then you can cope with anything. I don't know if that's what they say in the parenting books, but that's my view.